like $100 and Luno it up, and I'll let you know how that goes. But right now we've got Adam Whittington on the line. He's from Stockholm. He's the founder of Child Abduction Recovery International. Good evening, Adam.
Good evening. How are you?
Not too bad, not too bad. And just, you know, dealing with some very, very terrible rainy weather, but we're snug in the studio. So you have a very interesting job.
I do, and it's a very busy job, actually.
Okay, so I don't know if I like the sound of that, because you recover abducted children. So I think it's a great job that, you know, it's a great service in a sense, but that you're very busy. I don't know if that's good.
No, it's not. It's one of these topics that is really not known by too many people, but international parent child abduction is an epidemic problem in all countries. It's not just South Africa. And there's very little being done by the authorities, etc., to put a stop to it. That's where we come in, and that's why we are the only legitimate organization in the world who actually do make an effort to bring children home.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to just read a little something to our listeners about someone who's in the situation where they need your help. So to just kind of contextualize a little bit also what you do. So the story goes that what was meant to be a holiday has turned into something else. A Khayelitsha mother's ex-boyfriend is refusing to return their daughter after a trip to Burundi. So this is the biological father of the child, I understand. And he left with the daughter and was supposed to be coming back. There were no problems in the relationship. There was no reason for the mom to think anything bad was going to happen. And he is now refusing to come back. So she is receiving legal advice, and some attorneys are also offering her some services, but she obviously is one of the people who would need help from you. So I understand also what you're saying about the authorities, because it's difficult when you have two parents, because the child is with a parent, and especially in this case that I just read out, I believe that the dad has letters from the mom saying he has her permission to travel with the child, or for the child to travel with him. And that, of course, is part of our legislative process in South Africa, because you cannot take a child out of the country or bring it into the country in South Africa without written permission, an affidavit, something signed and then stamped by
That's
the police.
Correct.
Do you know what I mean? So now he has this paperwork with him, as well as the fact of being the child's actual parent. So when you say that it happens quite a lot, where does it happen mostly, or is there no mostly? Is it just it's everywhere?
It's around the world. It's a problem in every country, and it's getting bigger and bigger. Now, there's two types of abductions. There's abduction where a parent leaves a country, the habitual residence, being the country that the child has mostly grown up in, without any permission. So that's an abduction. What this father has done is actually an abduction by retention. He's retaining the child without permission, returning right back to the child's habitual residence, which is right South Africa.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So now
this is what he's actually done. What the father's actually done is happening every single day, and it's the number one way children are kidnapped these days. Exactly what he's done. They get permission. They give no signs that anything's wrong. They've been planning this usually for months and months, usually with their family in the other country, and it's just a matter of getting permission on a holiday, and that's how they don't return.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So this is giving me a little shiver, actually, because I joke with my son. My son is 15, and his dad is an American.
Sure.
Yeah, and when he says, "Oh, I'll just go to New York with Daddy because you're working," you know, then I always say to him, "And what if you don't come back? you know, because your father can decide he'll just keep you over there and then I'll never see you again.
That's right.
And, you know, I'm joking when I say it to him because he always laughs. But now listening to you and kind of the reality of it sinking in that this could be possible because as you're saying now, abduction by retention. So clearly there are a lot of, and I assume it's mostly moms who are giving permission for the child to...
This is the problem with this whole topic. It's very untouched. We've been doing this for 19 years. So nothing is new to us. Within the 19 years, not much has changed, except there's more and more abductions. Legislation in countries, there's very few countries where it's actually illegal. One being the UK and also the US.
Right.
It's a felony offence for both abduction and retaining the child. Most other countries, it's not a crime. And this is where international law becomes a massive problem.
So tell me quickly, because I'm quite kind of wide-eyed when you say you've been doing this for 19 years. How did you get into this line of work?
Well, it's a bit of a funny story, actually. Most of us are ex-military or ex-police, and I was in the military in Australia as a soldier. And we come across a friend of a friend who knew somebody where the mother's children were taken to Indonesia. And we joked about going over there and helping
getting,
the mother.
Yeah.
Because nobody was doing, this is 19 years ago, so nobody was doing anything about it. So we joked about it. Anyway, we eventually went, got the children back, and that's how it started. But we still had our full-time job.
How many of you, Adam? Sorry, how many of you did that time, that first time? How many of you?
There was seven of us, actually, because we didn't know what we were doing.
Right.
Obviously, it was our first time. Now there's 13 of us full-time, and we're absolutely inundated with requests from parents all over the world. And it's a serious, serious problem that needs addressing, but nothing ever gets done. And you have problems of different legalities in different countries. Obviously, doing this in some countries like India, Japan, a lot of the Middle East countries, Asian countries, it's not a crime. And this is the problem where parents just take their kids on a holiday. Usually it's a trick of going to see the grandparents who are sick. That's the biggest one. And they never return.
So when you're 13 now, so not a lot of new recruits, actually. You're still the original seven, I take it?
Yeah, because a lot of countries we go into, it's a very risky job, and we need to trust who we work with. Now, we have a very big network of people. Over the years, we've built massive amounts of connections in numerous countries, within the authorities, etc. And, you know, it's even our work, what we do, it's a bit of a mystery. Most people don't know what we do. We like to keep it like that. But probably a good 80% of our work is actually enforcing court orders. So it's 100% legal. And this is the problem with the Hague Convention. I understand South Africa is, but this other country is not in this particular case.
Right, right.
And this is where becomes a big problem. But saying that, even if both countries are signatories to the Hague Convention, you've got Buckley's chance of getting that kid returned because there's so many legalities with the Hague Convention. And if you are lucky enough to be one in a million to get a return order from the abducting country, nobody is going to enforce it. And this is the biggest problem with the Hague Convention. You have a piece of paper saying, yeah, this child must be returned. The police, the authorities, the courts do nothing. And that's where we come in.
So how do I contact you? If I need your help, how do I get hold of you?
Most of our jobs is usually word of mouth or on the internet. A lot of parents in this situation with a mother, they do a lot of online searching for different things. And usually they type in, you know, kidnapping children, parent kidnapping, and we usually come up. And parents just send us an email explaining what's happened, and then we just start the process of gathering enough information, you know. But we are also on the mind, you know, we are one of the only legitimate professional organizations in the world. There's not many who do it. So we are very careful as well who we actually work for. Now, you can't just call us up and say, can you come and get my child? We have a whole process, and we're the only ones who have a complete process of vetting our clients. Now, we always know there's two sides of the story. Now, there's many, as an example, many mothers who will take their children illegally, but there's usually a good reason for it in regards to domestic violence.
So, Adam, sorry, we've got about 30 seconds left. So,
okay.
Yeah, so I just want to ask you, so we'd reach out to you via the internet, and...
Yeah, that's correct.
So I've got two questions, and you've basically got 20 seconds to answer. How long does it take you guys to contact us, and what does it cost?
The cost varies from $15,000 up to $500,000, depending on what country and the risk involved. Contacting us via email on our website, childabductionrecovery.com, and we start the process.
Adam Whittington in Stockholm, founder of Child Abduction Recovery International, thank you so much for joining us. We're out of time.
You're welcome.
We'll try and catch up with you again on another show. Thank you.